Hello, I'm Scott Cullen, host of Locked On Fantasy Hockey on the Locked On Podcast Network. Today's episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Locker Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. Today's episode looks at the most added and most dropped players in fantasy hockey, digging deep on the waiver wire, of course, injury updates, plus matchups and DFS value plays for Wednesday. But first, let's go through Tuesday's games. We start with Buffalo winning 5-3 at New Jersey. Stop the presses. For New Jersey, Jesper Bratt had a goal and assist. He's got 11 points in his past 12 games. Wrote about him last week in The Athletic as a deep dive. He's a guy who's really has only been rostered in a couple percent of Yahoo leagues for pretty much the entire season. New Jersey center Pavel Zacha, goal and assist. Obviously not scoring like he did earlier in the year when he had the 10-game point streak, but nevertheless, useful contributions from Zacha. Now for Buffalo, center Casey Mittelstadt had a goal and assist. Mittelstadt has 5 points in the past four games. Now, his shot rates aren't anything special in that time either, so you know, beware. Don't think that we've turned the corner on Casey Mittelstadt, but this is better than being demoted to the AHL. Buffalo defenseman Rasmus Dahlin also had a goal and assist. He and Mittelstadt are two of the major reclamation projects for the Sabres. Devils right winger Nick Merkley on the ice for 3 goals against in the 5-3 loss. Washington lost 1-0 at the Islanders. Goaltender duel. Semyon Varlamov had a 29 save shutout for the win. He has a 922 save percentage this season. He's been great for Washington. Vitek Vanecek turned away 38 of 39 shots, ended up taking the loss. But Vanecek has a 911 save percentage this season, more than the Capitals had any right to ask for a guy who hadn't played in the NHL prior to this year. Now, Pittsburgh went into Manhattan and got spanked by the Rangers, 8-4. Artemi Panarin, a goal and 3 assists to lead the Blue Shirts. He has 22 points in 13 games since coming back for the Rangers. Adam Fox had a goal and 2 assists. He has 21 points in his past 11 games. Now the drum is starting to bang for Adam Fox, Norris Trophy, etc. And yes, he should be in that conversation, but you know that he's only in that conversation because the point totals are starting to skyrocket. Rangers winger Kaapo Kakko, he had a goal and assist. It's still been a fairly underwhelming sophomore season for him. Pavel Buchnevich for the Rangers had a goal and assist, has 14 points in the past 12 games. Rangers center Mika Zibanejad with a goal and assist. He has 21 points in the past 13 games. Rangers center Ryan Strom, goal and assist. He has 18 points in the past 13 games. Rangers defenseman Jacob Trouba with a couple of assists. He hasn't been doing a whole lot of scoring for the Rangers this year. And Rangers winger Philip Hedl had a couple of assists. He has 4 points in the past 4 games. Now for Pittsburgh, Mike Matheson, the defenseman, with a goal and assist. He has 6 points in the past 4 games. Pittsburgh defenseman Chris Letang with a couple of assists. He has 8 points in the past 7 games. And Pittsburgh center Mark Jankowski with a couple of assists. He has 4 points in the past 2 games. Now, the trouble here is that you hear the names, the long list of top Rangers who were productive in this game, and then the top list of Penguins that were productive starts with a couple of defensemen and then fourth line center Mark Jankowski. Not quite the same. The Penguins obviously needed their big guns to be firing if they're going to keep up with the Rangers these days. Boston won 4-2 at Philadelphia. Patrice Bergeron with the hat trick has 5 goals and 2 assists during a 5-game point streak. Brad Marchand with a goal and 3 assists has 11 points in the past 5 games. For Philadelphia, Jakub Voracek had a goal and assist. He has 15 points in the past 14 games. Jeremy Swayman, making his first NHL start for the Bruins, stopped 40 of 42 shots for the win. That's full credit to Swayman there. And with Tuukka Rask and Jaroslav Halak out, there's actually opportunity here, whether it's Swayman or Daniel Vladar, to get playing time in net for the Bruins. Florida lost 5-2 at Carolina. Jordan Staal led the Hurricanes with a couple of goals. He has 4 points in the past 4 games. Vincent Trocheck had a couple of goals. He has 15 points in the past 11 games. And Sebastian Aho added 3 assists for the Hurricanes. For Florida, Alexander Barkov scored both their goals. He has 23 points in the past 16 games. And his left winger, Carter Verhaeghe, had a couple of assists. Verhaeghe has 11 points in the past 7 games. Tampa Bay lost 4-2 at Columbus. Jack Roslovic with a goal and assist. Roslovic has 10 points in the past 13 games, and somehow Columbus is still making him a healthy scratch. I don't get it. Also for Columbus, Max Domi had a goal and assist. He has 4 points in the past 4 games. And for Tampa Bay, Pat Maroon had a couple of assists. He has 4 assists in the past 4 games. Nashville rallied to beat Detroit 3-2 in a shootout. Roman Josi led the Nashville attack with a couple of assists. He also scored in the shootout. And Josi does have 16 points in the past 16 games. Dallas lost 4-2 at Chicago. Alex DeBrincat and Patrick Kane both had a goal and assist for Chicago. DeBrincat has 5 goals and 4 assists in the past 10 games. Kane has 2 goals, 7 assists in the past 8 games. For Dallas, winger Blake Como had a couple of assists. He's got 4 assists in the past 4 games. Then the last game of the night, got Anaheim, a bit of a surprise. They go into San Jose and win 5-1. Behind, David Backes with a goal and assist, and Nick Delorier with a goal and assist. Not exactly the players you predict to lead the team offensively. And then John Gibson stopped 34 of 35 shots for the Ducks. He does have a .950 save percentage in 3 games since returning to the lineup. Locker room is the perfect place to start or join conversations about the National Hockey League. You find fans just like you on Locker Room for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and of course, reacting to big news or rumors. You can even find some Locked On hosts across the National Hockey League, NBA, Major League Baseball. And go to the free Locker Room app now. It's currently available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the NHL group for the latest league updates. I know you'll find a ton of incredible rooms around your favorite teams and leagues. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. They have a bunch of great flavors. My favorites are peanut butter brownie and salted caramel. And I know the coconut brownie chunk just won Built Bar Madness. There are brackets to determine which would be the most popular Built Bar. And I can't say I was surprised by those results, but they have great flavors. I mean, I lean towards all the bars are covered in chocolate, and I still lean towards extra chocolate. So caramel brownie, yeah, I like those. I like German chocolate, yeah, give me some of those. Double chocolate, give me some of those too. And so the bars are covered in 100% chocolate. They taste great. And look, I've gone to an outdoor boot camp to help drop some pounds after quarantine, and I leaned right into it with Built Bar. Made it part of my post-workout routine, and I've had some success. So go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKED15. You'll get 15% off your next order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. Okay, so let's take a look at players who are most added and most dropped in fantasy hockey these days. And most added is Toronto Maple Leafs goaltender Jack Campbell. And in 9 games this year, he's 9-0, so that's not bad. And he has .944 save percentage, which is pretty great. The only question with Campbell is whether or not he stays healthy. And there have not been great answers for that. He might be the Roope Hintz of goaltenders, in that he plays great and then he misses the next game. And so, yes, you have to be aware of that issue, but Campbell getting a chance to play regularly for a strong team, that's a pretty good opportunity. Jonas Donskoi for Colorado. He has 15 points in the past 13 games, although that means he has no points in the past 3 games because Donskoi had sort of surged up there with 15 and 10. And look, any of the Colorado supporting cast is going to be worthy of interest in deep leagues. And Donskoi just seems to be the one who's kind of leading the way for the second tier options in Colorado. Back to the goaltender, Nashville's UC Saros. Had a tough start to the season, but his past 14 games, he's 9-3, has a .955 save percentage to help Predators get back into playoff position. And you know, he did this last year, had a really tough start to the year, and then his second half was great. Well, if he does that again, he can make a difference down the stretch for your fantasy squad. Carter Verhaeghe, the left winger in Florida, has 9 goals and 10 assists in the past 16 games. You know, he started this season on the top line with Alexander Barkov, and you could say, well, you know, moving from the fourth line in Tampa Bay to the first line in Florida, yes, he's getting much, much better opportunities, and Barkov's going to carry him, and Barkov has carried him to some degree. At the same time, Verhaeghe hasn't given up that spot. He has just continued to produce all season long. And so then even when Barkov was out recently, Verhaeghe could still score. And so that, I think the Panthers have really locked on to something here with Carter Verhaeghe, that they got him on a real discount contract as a free agent, and they'll get some pretty good value out of it. For Nashville, Eli Tolvanen, young winger who has taken some time to develop, but when it looked like Nashville's season was going up in smoke, they decided we'll give our young players a chance to play. And Tolvanen stepped in and has started scoring. He has 15 points in the past 17 games. You can use that. I think his shot rates need to get a little bit better to have, you know, better sustainability. But if you're, you know, looking on the waiver wire to get some help, Tolvanen's not a bad option. Also, Jason Robertson for Dallas. Past 18 games, he has 5 goals and 12 assists, 17 points, and 53 shots on goal. And the fact that Robertson, he started scoring fairly early in the season, but his shot rates weren't very good, and he wasn't playing a lot. But what's happened since is that as he continues to put up points, his ice time has gone up, his shot rates have gone up, and so Robertson now, it's not even a real risk to take him because given his role in Dallas and the way he consistently generates offense, you know, there will be games that he doesn't score, but you shouldn't go through long stretches where he doesn't score. Phil Kessel, the right winger for Arizona, his shot rates are down this year, and you know, he becomes a real hit and miss kind of player. But in the past 9 games, Kessel has 6 goals and 4 assists, and so you know, you can do worse than that when you're looking for help on the waiver wire. Goaltender Peter Mrazek for Carolina, just back from injury. You know, he's only played 6 games all season, but in those 6 games, Mrazek's 4-1 with a .962 save percentage. And so, yes, he's going to keep getting opportunities to win the net back in Carolina. Now, another goaltender who's a big surprise is Martin Jones for San Jose, who for 2.5 seasons has been, you know, one of the worst starting goaltenders in the league, maybe the worst. But then in the past 10 games, Martin Jones is 7-2-1, .936 save percentage. You know, if you're desperate for an answer and goal, that's worth looking at. Then Chicago Blackhawks defenseman Connor Murphy. And now Connor Murphy, you know, the past 8 games, he has 5 assists. That's pretty nice. But he also has 29 hits and 29 block shots. And so for those peripheral categories, Connor Murphy, you know, from time to time has some fantasy value. And right now, if he's putting up, you know, more than 3.5 hits and more than 3.5 block shots a game, that'll play. Now, to the other end, players who are the most dropped in fantasy hockey. And we'll start with Mads Zuccarello, the Minnesota Wild. He only had 1 goal and 1 assist in the past 7 games, but he's also out in lower body injury. And I think you combine the slump with an injury, and you can see people moving on from Mads Zuccarello. Thatcher Demko, goalie for Vancouver, and frankly, none of this is Demko's fault. He has a .917 save percentage in 25 games this year, was rewarded with a new contract, and that's all great. But Vancouver stuck in COVID hiatus, and who knows what's going to happen when they do come out of it, or if they do come out of it. And so I can understand people looking for other answers in goal. Yanni Gourde, center for Tampa Bay, who was doing so well not that long ago. But in the past 6 games, he has no goals, no assists, and 9 shots on goal. All of those things are discouraging. You know, if he had no goals and no assists but had 18 shots on goal, I might say, you know, you could live with what's going on with Yanni Gourde. The points will come again. But when the shot totals go away, I understand cutting him loose. Kaapo Kähkönen, Minnesota Wild goaltender. Now, he's a .909 save percentage in his past 4 games, but that's not really the issue here. It's just that Cam Talbot is healthy, and Talbot's playing well for Minnesota. And so suddenly Kähkönen, who would effectively save the Wild season by playing so well early on, now that Talbot's healthy and playing, Kähkönen just isn't getting enough playing time. Another goaltender, Jaroslav Halak. He's landed on the COVID-19 list. Has an .876 save percentage in his past 4 games, but really the landing on the COVID-19 list is the bigger issue for Halak. Aaron Ekblad still getting dropped as people catch up to, that player I had who had a season-ending broken leg. Nice season for Ekblad, or at least it was until he got hurt. He had 11 goals and 11 assists in 35 games. Tampa Bay's Alex Killorn, like Gourde, he had been rising up not so long ago. Kalorn got off to a slow start, then kind of surged, and now has no points in his past six games, just 11 shots on goal. And basically the same evaluation for Kalorn as there is for Gord. If the shot totals were higher, you'd feel okay about riding it out. But if the points are gone and the shot totals are fading, then it's time to move on and find a better answer. Carolina, goaltender Alex Nedeljkovic. And not so much on his performance either. He has a .924 save percentage in 14 games, basically forcing his way into a bigger part of the goaltending role for Carolina. At the same time, with Peter Mrazek back and Mrazek playing so well, Nedeljkovic sort of loses out on playing time. And I don't know that he's going to be completely out of the mix there in Carolina, but he's definitely not going to be, you know, alternating one for one with Mrazek, particularly because they still have James Reimer there. So tough break for Nedeljkovic right now, but I think the way he's played this year has set him up for long-term value for sure. Vancouver defenseman Tyler Myers, he had no points in six games before running into the COVID hiatus here with the Canucks. Understandable that you would want someone else on your defense. And Joel Farabee, the right winger for Philadelphia, has no points, 10 shots on goal in the past six games. And Farabee was one of the Flyers who I've been mentioning for quite some time. Got off to a really great start this year, but a lot of it was driven by high percentages, both his own shooting percentage and his line mates' shooting percentages. And so he was due for in-season regression, and it appears that that's what's happening. And so Joel Farabee, probably not a great bet to bounce back. You know, the shot rates will probably get better, and he's not going to just stop scoring altogether, but he was at an unsustainably high level before. Now, each episode, I choose one player that is rostered in 5% or fewer of Yahoo leagues, maybe someone to keep an eye on for the future, or maybe need to race to the waiver wire to get them. Either way, they're likely available. Today, Buffalo Sabres right winger Kyle Okposo. And so, definitely available, and you don't need to race to the waiver wire to get Okposo, but he does have 8 points in the past eight games, 2 goals and 6 assists, and he's taking advantage of getting regular playing time. He's averaging 16.25 ice time per game. Now, he also seems unlikely to get moved at the deadline because his contract, given what his contributions are, there's a big mismatch there. So there's probably a decent chance that Okposo is going to keep playing down the stretch for the Sabres. Now, this isn't a high recommendation, but you know, be aware that Kyle Okposo might be able to offer a little something down the stretch of this season, and he's rostered in 0% of Yahoo leagues. BetOnline has the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football is over, college basketball is done, but the NBA and the NHL are in full swing, and Major League Baseball has arrived. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. They have real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device. Sign up today to receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use promo code LOCKEDON at BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Be a waiver wire winner with daily fantasy hockey advice from Locked On Fantasy Hockey. I'm going to give you tips, insights, and analysis for season-long and dynasty leagues, as well as DFS. Follow the Locked On Fantasy Hockey podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. Send me your questions. I'm at by Scott Cullen on Twitter. The show is at @LO_FantasyNHL on Twitter. Want to send an email? Send it to LockedOnFantasyHockey@gmail.com. So before we get into the Wednesday schedule on BetOnline.ag, a few injury updates and a doozy off the top, and that's Boston defenseman Charlie McAvoy out with an upper body injury. And McAvoy is, you know, one of the top defensemen in the league. So that can't go unnoticed. Brandon Carlo is also out for the Bruins, and they're using two rookie goalies with Vladar and Swayman. So they might be a little more vulnerable on the back end. Now, Kevin Miller has returned to the Boston lineup, but there's a pretty big drop-off going from Charlie McAvoy to Kevin Miller. For Columbus, center and left winger Boone Jenner dealing with a wrist injury. If he does end up missing time, that's a decent opportunity for some of the young forwards to get more reps for the Blue Jackets, but it's also really difficult to trust how the forwards are being deployed in Columbus. So I don't have a strong recommendation for any of the young guys, whether it's Liam Foudy or whomever that might have a chance to get more minutes with Jenner out. Also for Minnesota, center and right winger Nick Bjugstad out with an upper body injury. Also, they're already missing Matt Zuccarello, so things are starting to get a little thin there in Minnesota. Maybe Nico Sturm gets a chance to slide into the top nine. We'll just have to keep an eye on that for the Wild. Now, let's look at Wednesday's NHL schedule on betonline.ag. And first up, we've got the Edmonton Oilers at Ottawa. Edmonton heavily favored, minus 185, and that's about right. My model has minus 184, and basically Ottawa, at no point have I thought that Ottawa is good this season, but they have been a little bit lively as an underdog, that you can't just take them for granted that they're not completely awful. So, you know, they might be able to give the Oilers a game, but the Oilers, if their big guns get firing, it'll be tough for Ottawa to keep up. Toronto, minus 148 at home against Montreal. Now, Montreal doesn't have Carey Price. They don't have Brendan Gallagher. I have Toronto minus 153, so favored just a little bit more than betonline.ag, but not a real value play, that's for sure. Vegas, minus 141 at St. Louis. Now, the Blues are getting healthier, but boy, they're swirling down in recent weeks. And so they do have Colton Parayko back, and you know they need that to sort of stabilize things on the back end and hope that they can keep up here. I have Vegas minus 122 on my model, but the Blues really need, I mean, not only do they need to play better defensively, but they also need their goaltender, Jordan Binnington, to get back on track, because he's starting to fade, and they're talking about, oh, he's lost his confidence, and that's not a good sign. Colorado, minus 185 at Minnesota. And this says something about how great Colorado is right now. Like, Minnesota is a really good team, you know, clearly headed to the playoffs, and Colorado is still heavily favored against them on the road. And my model has Colorado minus 189. So they're kind of in the same ballpark, but just like everything we see right now from Colorado is my goodness, they're an incredible team. And then the last game of the night is a close one. Arizona are slight underdogs at Los Angeles. They're plus 103. And now Arizona, you know, their goaltending is a little shaky. They don't have Darcy Kemper or Antti Raanta. And so Aiden Hill hopefully can hold the fort for them. If they end up going against the Kings, and the Kings are going with Jonathan Quick, well, maybe that levels it a little bit more. If it's Cal Peterson, then I would like LA a little more in that game. So thanks to betonline.ag for those odds. Let's flip over and grab a few DFS value plays for Wednesday before we go. Skaters under $5,000 on DraftKings. And we'll start with Montreal center Nick Suzuki, $4,600 at Toronto. And Suzuki had kind of gone through a bit of a midseason slump, but does have 5 points in the past six games. For Arizona, Phil Kessel, $4,100 at Los Angeles. As I said, Kessel has like 10 points in the past nine games. You never quite know what's going on with Kessel when you think, oh, this season is really not going well. His shot rates are down. His points are down. All of a sudden, he flips a switch and gets going. And so that's not a bad price to get Kessel at when he's on a good run. Colorado left winger Valeri Nichushkin is $3,300 at Minnesota. Nichushkin has added a whole lot more offense this season, and that makes him quite a valuable player given how sound he is defensively. Arizona defenseman Alex Goligoski is $3,700 at Los Angeles. That's like 8 points in his past seven games, and that kind of came out of nowhere given the way his season had been going. He had been like uber defensive for most of the season, and then all of a sudden, as trade rumors started to pop up, Goligoski started putting up points, and now it looks like you know, the Coyotes aren't really in a position to start moving their defensemen because they're in a playoff spot. Now let's go with a couple more Avalanche. Defenseman Samuel Girard is $4,700 at Minnesota. Girard is the number three option on that that Colorado blue line, which is ridiculous. But he's been a terrific puck-moving defenseman. I believe he has 8 assists in his past 8 games. So that'll play at that price. And I don't love the underdog goaltenders for Wednesday. So let's flip the other way and go for the biggest favorite, Philip Grubauer, $8,400 at Minnesota. And the Wild, as I've talked about, are missing some guys with injuries up front. And Grubauer has played really well. And so as long as the team in front of him continues to dominate, that gives him a chance to give some value. So that will do it for today. Enjoy the games. Check out my work on The Athletic. New stuff on McKean's Hockey, as well as scottcullenhockey.substack.com. Also, check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball. We've got games and news to analyze there. It's great. Find these podcasts, subscribe, maybe drop in a 5-star rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts. Stay locked in with Locked On Fantasy Hockey. your daily source for fantasy news and analysis.